latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle Bulletin. And we'll start with news that Anderlecht are reportedly out of the running to sign Newcastle defender Chancellor Mbemba, but clubs in Portugal and Italy are keen. The 23-year-old spent two seasons with the Belgian Giants before moving to St James's Park in 2015, but failed to nail down a regular starting berth with the Magpies. The DR Congo international made just 9 Premier League appearances for the Tynesiders last season, and it seems likely he'll be exiting the North East outfit during the summer transfer window. Anderlecht were thought to be keen, while fellow Belgian First Division A clubs, Standard Liège and Club Bruges, were also known to be interested. However, it's now being reported that despite Anderlecht chairman Mark Cook and sporting director Luc Devereux both stating that they want the stopper back at the club and offering him a 4-year contract, a deal is now impossible. The report also claims that FC Porto were keen on the Zaire-born star and have opened dialogue about getting him on board before the start of next season, while an unnamed Italian club have also shown interest. Meanwhile, Kieran Clark believes Newcastle's character and self-belief is one of the big factors behind last season's top 10 finish. Well, the Magpies started their first campaign back in the top flight with 2 defeats and endured a run of just 1 point from 9 games, stretching from late October to December. But the players, manager, staff and supporters stuck together throughout that time, and the Magpies' form in 2018 was enough to see them not only climb away from the bottom three, but eventually break into the top half of the table. And defender Clark told the club's official website, "If you'd offered us that at the start of the season, a lot of us wouldn't have believed it, to be honest. We knew it was going to be a tough coming into the season. We obviously believed in our ability, but to finish in the top 10 at the end, it was unbelievable. It's been a massive effort throughout the whole club. Not just the players on the pitch, but the staff all around the training ground and everyone involved with Newcastle. The fans have travelled home and away. It's been a massive help to everyone. The support was unbelievable and it was a massive club effort."